This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Well, our next guest was a busy man last night. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, joining us. And good morning, Mark. And how you holding up, man?
Oh, good to go. I'm about to jump here on 10 o'clock, get another four-hour stretch, so I'm good to go.
All right. Hey, listen, let's jump right into it right here with quarterbacks before we get into the big quarterback picture in the NFL. Dolphins go with Zach Wilson with a $6 million one-year deal guaranteed, and you can imagine most people are going, what the F are we doing? Like, what'd you think about that to potentially – well, not potentially. He's going to be the backup quarterback with that kind of money.
Yeah, he's the backup, and you're hoping Tua stays healthy. But you don't have to look any further than what happened yesterday with, you know, a few years ago, you'd be laughing and say that Sam Darnold is going to get $100 million, and then a year ago that Justin Fields is going to get $40 million. So if you're looking at that in retrospect, it's like, that's not bad. We could just take a shot at a guy who was a second pick in the draft and does have some talent now. I mean, Zach does have some talent. I just don't know what's there up between the ears, but we'll see what happens.
I'm guessing – so the thing I started with today, because I remember when Mike got here, he really had to rehabilitate too. He had lost his confidence, you know, didn't know.
Yeah.
And I just feel this guy's kind of the same way, right? He just needs somebody to believe in him, a system, get coached up the right way.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it yesterday where, you know, the Jets themselves is rehab central. You know, first you had Geno Smith, who had his career drafted by the Jets at the top of the second round. Complete disaster there. Goes at Seattle, makes a couple Pro Bowls. Now he made a ton of money. And then you got Sam Darnold.
Right.
Disaster at the Jets, you know, goes to Carolina for a year, and then goes to Minnesota, you know, gets the rehab. And now Justin Fields, you know, who's going to the Jets, but the Jets had a chance to take over Zach Wilson at that time. So they were the kind of the theme yesterday. And then now, you know, with Zach, it's you've seen the flashes. Even when he was struggling, you saw the movement, the playmaking, the arm, and all of that. He just could never do it two or three plays in a row. So, yeah, similar to Tua, where his confidence was beat down. And Zach, you're hoping Mike, whatever the system may be, and loving him up and making him feel good, that you'll get some productive play.
Mark, I never thought I'd be saying potentially today Aaron Rodgers could be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think of him doing his shows, national shows, and I just don't think of the Steelers. Is that going to happen today? You see that one happening?
It seems as if, you know, musical chairs, and that's the last chair left, and he's, you know, my colleagues yesterday, like, Mike Tomlin can handle him, and it'll be about the Steelers, and I mean, come on. You know, the guy has shown you who he is for all these years. He's not going to change now. But my bigger thing is just the play on the field. And that I thought he was cooked a few years ago, and he has done nothing to disprove me. But yet here we go again. And we're trying to make up as if people didn't watch what happened on the field last year, and trying to justify a couple good throws here and there to think that he could be a viable starter to But the Steelers are win their 9 games, and it'll be the same thing over and over. Rinse and repeat for the Steelers another year in a row. And I got tons of Pittsburgh friends and family that tell you they are not happy.
You know, though, Mark, every year since I've known you, we're talking about a shortage of quarterbacks in the NFL. There's a lot. Yeah. Russell Wilson's probably going to get a starting job. Giants, maybe? Could you see that one happening?
Yeah, well, Tommy DeVito's they just signed him the 1-year deal. And we know what he is. So, I mean, you're literally, if you're the Giants, you don't have a quarterback. And are you going to just say, well, we got to wait for the draft and just hope at there at 3 we can get somebody or overdraft somebody just to have on the roster? So they have to sign one of these veteran guys just to take snaps, not even forget Giants competing, just to take snaps. And that's where they are right now as an organization.
I know Patriots had a lot of money since we'll go back to AFCs for a second. Boy, they went out and got some pretty good-looking veterans with the $127 million cap space they had. What did you think about their moves?
Yeah, that was surprising when they first started popping up there. Like, oh, Patriots got Milton Williams because our insiders kind of had him Milton going somewhere else. And I think Carlton Davis was a good signing too. And, a couple other guys that they've signed in there. So you have the money, you have to spend it. And, of course, the numbers look outrageous, and I think some of them are. But I think the Patriots actually did a good job of signing guys at market value and at key positions, and nothing too outlandish with those signings.
Mark, everybody, every year, besides quarterbacks, everybody's looking for a lot of positions, but the offensive line, finding that 5 guys that can play together, protect your quarterback, give you a chance. Dolphins have been going through this themselves and signed James Daniels. What'd you think about that move to get him? I know he was hurt a lot of last year with the Achilles, but if he's healthy.
Yeah, I think it's a solid signing. And with O-line, I'm on your show a lot. We talk about it every year, too. There's just not enough of them. But you don't need 5 Pro Bowlers up there. You need 5 solid guys, unless you're the Eagles, who are just the outlier there. But, again, the better your quarterback, the better he makes your offensive line. If you got a bad quarterback and a struggling line, they're going to look bad. If you got Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar, they're going to make your line better. They're going to make your line look better because they get out of sacks and they create plays when those guys make mistakes. It's just when you have a Tua, bring him up, but when you can't get out the way and your guy gives it like, okay, the play is over, that's what makes the O-line look bad. But you really just need solid, dependable, smart, tough guys in there who don't make mistakes, who don't make too many fouls. And, that's really what you need there up front.
Mark, we all got our favorite guys. We're watching and, I like what my team did. Anybody you really liked the work they did besides the Patriots, obviously, who had so much money and got a long way to go, by the way, because that team did not have a lot of talent last year. But anybody else you liked what they've been able to do in day one?
Well, I think the Bears, they had a plan, with Ben Johnson coming in there, coming from Detroit and with Jared Goff, and they knew they had to have the offensive line. And he came in there, and it was like, no, we're not waiting for the draft. Y'all go get me some more linemen. was like, if those guys turn out or not, but at least it was, we're going to go get some proven dudes that know the same thing I talked about. Joe Tooney's a star, but the other two, like, get me some dudes in here who are not a player, going to be dependable and smart, and then we can make things happen. So, they were really the one. Washington made some gigantic splashes, what they did. If those guys play, if Debo is even a fraction of the Debo we know, and then the Tunsil trade, to get a premier left tackle, one of the top 2 or 3 left tackles who you guys know down there. There may be some other things there why the Texans moved on from him, but just as a player, the Washington really is like, this is our chance. We're going to go for it now.
Mark, the hard one for me, and we've seen it both ways. I think every team has, you look at free agents, look at some of the guys, and a lot of these guys that are out there have been really good, but they've all had some bad injuries last year, and they're coming off those injuries, and when are they going to be back? Are they going to be 100%? That's a really, really hard one. And, you know, you're flipping a coin on some of those. You're listening to your doctors. How do you feel about that with some of those injuries?
Well, that's really what it is, as you said, and that happens in the draft as well, why you see certain teams pass on certain players, because you're doctors, and you have to trust them, right? It's not like scouting where, I mean, you can watch the tape and say, well, if it's the doctor, you can't argue with the doctor. I don't know what an ACL and a repair is and stuff, and we had to deal with that, both stops I've been in, where we had to actually take people off the board, and you want to fight, like, come on, doc. This is going to be arthritic in a year. And, you know, here the guy goes and plays 10 years. And so that's sort of those discussions, those topics, those meetings you have to have and have to have trust where they're kind of underlooked in that whole process, your medical staff and their opinions and go back to the track record with certain teams and how your doctors and what confidence they give you in taking certain players. So that's all a part of the evaluation process that really doesn't get talked about a lot.
Hey, Mark, we got this other deal going down here with a local guy that's had a hell of a career, Joey Boza, Nick Boza's big brother, and got some teams interested. And I know some think it's San Francisco. Some think he'd like to stay here and play in Miami and be able to live in his off-season home. What do you think Joey Boza has left? He's been injured an awful lot. He played a lot, actually, last year, but the 2 years before missed a lot of games.
Yeah, that's really been his hang-up is the injuries and another year removed. Older guys don't stop getting hurt. So if you sign Bosa, it has to be a smart signing and know kind of what you're getting, that you're not going to get 17 games out of him. You're saying, okay, we're signing him, and realistically, let's get 12 or something. And if you know that in the signing and everybody's on board with that and okay with that, then you say, okay, let's get Bosa. But if you're signing him and breaking the bank and saying he's going to come change our defense, and I think that's the mistake. But, yes, there is still value for Joey Bosa when you watch him play. And again, people, free agents, as you mentioned, they want to feel comfortable. So, yeah, let me stay down there in Florida, hit the sun more, and hang out, feel good about being home, or go play with my brother. That seems to make sense for him and both of the teams involved.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mark, we've had an interesting guy down here that I've covered here with the Dolphins, Javon Holland, who just talent-wise is off the charts. He really is. And I've seen him blitz at times, look great, intercept ball. But last year didn't put up a lot of numbers, and he just signed with the Giants. I'm just curious, how do you look at a Javon Holland? I know the Dolphins, Chris Greer made an offer to him. We're not sure. We've heard 13 or 14 a year, and he said no. obviously wasn't real happy. He didn't get an extension before. How do you look at Javon Holland?
Yeah, that's the tough one, guys. You want to see consistency, and it's always easier to scout consistency or feel good about paying consistency as opposed to those up and downs in a great year or not good year. And that's when you really have to trust, again, your scouting staff and your pro personnel people to say, all right, what is this guy? What's the true value of this player? And every team will have that different. You know, there's no one generic opinion on players. So every team will have a different scouts on your scouting staff will have a difference. And some on the Dolphins have, we need Javon. He still can do it. And there's somebody, actually, no, he can't. There's something, you know, the injury slowed him down. So that's really where you're incumbent on having really good scouting staffs and medical staffs working together to say this is the true value of a player. But, you know, for the Giants, they're trying to rebuild their secondary again because they're really bad. And he's another piece of that. They signed Paulson Adebo from the Saints yesterday and drafted a couple guys the last couple of years. So for them, he's a piece of the puzzle that they put together, which I think is actually a decent plan for them.
Yeah. Mark, it's been great, man. I really appreciate it. I saw you working last night. I was watching the coverage and, you know, you guys getting after each other, and I was cracking up.
Yeah,
I was laughing with you last night, and I'm like, man, I wonder if he's going to be able to make it, and you made it this morning. I really
appreciate it,
Mark. Really.
Oh, sure thing. My pleasure.
Have a good one all day.
All right, take care. Yep.
Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, joining us this morning as we continue on with a 9 o'clock hour. We'll get you caught up. A lot of moves are coming in this morning. If you're just joining us, the Dolphins just got a new safety. We'll tell you all about that when we come back here in a 9 o'clock hour. But first, before we do that, got to take a second this morning to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Oh, yes. Jeff and Amanda, I never forget about. It doesn't matter what's going on in sports, because when it comes to doing the right thing with that little lady, Beverly's Jewelers has been really good to me. They are my jeweler, and they have an incredible offer to you. Don't miss this one. If you are getting engaged or you just want to get something real nice, get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. So if you're out there and your son or somebody you know is on a budget and getting ready to pop the big question, you make sure you tell them Joe Rose is talking about Beverly's Jewelers and that beautiful engagement ring for $3,999. Choose from all shapes, larger size available with similar savings. But hurry, this deal's only for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers for more than 30 years now, and I know you can too. In Fort Lauderdale, off of Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, as I always say, really is where South Florida gets engaged.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.